me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crack!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And our producer back this week is Eric Ostrowski. I'm not going to say anything about him getting schooled by Sean last week because we've already given him a hard time about it last week. In the was it the best of or the which ended higher
no,
that he got it right
the,
or
how much is $20? Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, he nailed it. And I think somebody, maybe it was me, said Eric never gets that right. Sorry, Eric. Today's the day. This is where you turn the tide.
It was blind beginner's luck.
Yes, it
blind
was.
Beginner's luck.
It was. So we're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. You can call us if you have questions about the value of a collectible. If you'd like to know, get an estimate from us of what we think it might go for in a current Huggins and Scott auction, or if even it's worth going in a Huggins and Scott auction. We'll talk about items that are I noticed this week all of a sudden, boom, they had items up for the fall auction at HugginsandScott.com. So we'll be talking about some of the items that are up already. It's a real good start. And we've got a really good prize to give away. It's a 2017 Stadium Club baseball box along with a 2017 Panini certified football box. So two boxes. Last week's winner didn't contact Vince, so we carry them through to this week. Two boxes to the winner, over $150 worth of boxes there. And you're going to get, I think, at least three autographs between the two of them, maybe four, and a couple extra hits in there.
And the prizes are going to stay at Triple Crown until the winner contacts me, and then I'll send a driver to pick them up and deliver, because if they're in my possession and the winner doesn't email me that week, yeah. I'm not sure I can withstand the temptation.
You don't trust yourself,
no.
Do you? I got open these.
Oh,
all
sure.
Right. And Bill Huggins, you guys are bringing in a lot of stuff. Now, are you at a show this week, or are you at home?
Nope, we're home this week. We got a few weeks off. Our next show is the Philly show, the end of September. So
that's kind of nice.
A little bit of a summer break.
Yeah, you had a busy time there with the National and that big auction going on and everything. It must feel good to have a little bit of a downtime.
There you go, yeah.
Okay.
How many shows do you do a year, Bill, on average, would you say?
Oh, 15 to 18, somewhere in there.
Wow.
That's got to be a lot of fun, just being around it and just being there, meeting all the different people, and just that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, and you see a lot of the same people. You know, you get friendships that you have for 35 years with guys that you see at shows, you know, once or twice a year. So
that's great.
Pretty neat. There's a lot of good items already in the Huggins and Scott auction. Now, there's not any golf products out right now, but I thought this was a cool golf item that they're auctioning. A Phil Mickelson 2004 signed Masters flag in a framed display with a photo with him leaping, or his version of leaping, with his 8-inch vertical leap that he did on that one classic, you know, Masters when he finally got the win. That was the first major I think he won. Wasn't it forever? He wasn't the best golfer to never win a major, and he finally won one. Yeah, so that's a pretty neat item with a $300 minimum bid on that one. And then there's another unopened box. Now, this is an 87-88 Fleer basketball unopened 36-pack box that's BBCE wrapped, $750 minimum bid. The big one is the 86 Fleer with the Jordan rookie. This is the year after that, which is still a really good product. Bill, have you had any of those run? Do those go anywhere near what the 86 Fleer boxes do?
No, they, you know, and we honestly, we've had several of the 86s over the past year,
yeah.
I think. And but the 87, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it sells for the $4,000 to $7,000 range, somewhere in there.
Which isn't bad compared to, I remember doing pack wars with those, you know, wow. like around 1990, and I don't think they were that expensive. You know, speaking of basketball, yesterday, Brandon from Naperville stopped by, and I love stuff like this. Okay, he had a dollar bill, a 1985 dollar bill signed by Michael Jordan, and he got it at the time. You know, he wrote to Brandon on it. I tweeted a picture of it. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID if you want to see a picture of it. But I like stuff like that. I see so many Jordan things that come in, and you know, a lot of photos and basketballs and stuff. But seeing that, I've never had a dollar bill, especially from the 80s with that older Michael Jordan signature. So Bill Huggins, that might end up being in a Huggins and Scott auction. I think he was surprised. He just brought it in to show me, and I called Ricky about it. He was like, oh, yeah, they'd take that. What do you think of that one, Bill? Do you remember ever having an 80s bill signed by Jordan?
I don't remember ever seeing a dollar bill.
I wonder.
I've seen them signed by. There've been. We've had. I think Babe Ruth signed money, and Muhammad Ali signed money, and other types of people. But I don't think we've ever had a Michael Jordan. I don't even remember seeing a Michael Jordan one.
No,
I don't know that he would sign it anymore.
That's what I was thinking. I bet he doesn't. So I bet this might be pretty cool. You know, this was back in 85 that he signed it. I think. Brandon said he was a youngster waiting outside of a practice or a game, and Jordan came by and he didn't know what to have him sign, so he pulled out
a bill.
Yeah, cool. I guess, you know, that's a good idea if you're not sure what to, if you see somebody and you don't happen to have a baseball in your pocket, you know, pull out a dollar bill and have him sign. I think that's kind of cool. And that would be interesting to see what it goes for. I think it might do well in an auction if he decides to do it. Okay, the number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. We've got a nice prize package. We're giving away a 2017 Stadium Club baseball box and a 2017 Panini Certified football box. So give us a call, and we'll try to tell you what your item might be worth in an auction or if it even could go in an auction. Now, here's another. This is a neat item in the bidding begins October 30th and goes through November 9th on the Huggins and Scott fall auction. So there's a lot of time yet to get stuff in, but things are getting a lot of nice stuff up. Here's a Jackie Robinson with best wishes added single sign baseball, $5,000 minimum bid. Jackie Robinson single sign baseballs do some good bucks, don't they, Bill?
Oh, yeah, especially you know, single sign, because a lot of times you'll find he's just on team balls and stuff like that.
Yeah, I wanted to look
and
up.
He was very, you know, to find just Jackie Robinson is even tougher, because for some reason he would always sign best wishes.
That must have just been his thing. But I wanted to look up his stats, because I wanted to see how he stacked up with the new stats, you know, how he did with WAR and OPS plus and that stuff, and he stacked up really well, actually. Okay, here's his 162 game average, a .311 batting average, 16 homers, 86 RBIs, 111 runs scored, .409 on base percentage in his career. That's
strong.
What a great leadoff man. A .132 OPS plus, which means he had pop. He wasn't just a, you know, a slap hitter. 6.1 average WAR per season. I mean, that's a like a major all-star, and that's his average season was 6.1. He played from the ages of 27 to 37, and his 162 game average and 572 at-bats, 87 walks, and only 34 strikeouts.
Wow.
He would have been fun to watch. I've seen a little bit of video of him, but not a lot of video of him. It'd be fun to watch some games if they had the old games on. Once in a while, for a while there were some early 50s World Series games. I don't know if that was like ESPN Classic that I used to watch a few years ago, that they had full games from Ebbets Stadium and stuff, and that was pretty cool. Yeah.
How much does baseballs go for autographed baseball of Jackie Robinson?
Well, this one, the minimum bid is $5,000, so we'll see. Maybe it breaks 10 grand. I mean, you'll see. You never know. It's a nice ball, real nice signature. He did have a really nice signature, too. So.
Hey, Bill, is there an autographed baseball of Jackie Robinson and Pee Wee Reese anywhere?
Ooh, just the two of them?
Yeah.
Don't know that I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
When Jackie was a rookie and he was just getting taunted and called every name under the sun, Pee Wee Reese walked over from shortstop in the middle of a game or before an inning and put his arm around Jackie Robinson.
In the middle of the field,
And just sat there with his arm around him. I mean, what an amazing, amazing story.
Didn't you say you saw a picture of that?
Yeah, I've seen a picture a couple times. Actually, there's a trophy, or a bronze statue, not a trophy, a statue in New York somewhere. That has
the two of them doing that. That's
Pee-wee
cool.
Reese's arm around Jackie Robinson. So, I mean that's America right there. That's what we stand for.
Yeah, that's right. That's great. That would be a good double sign. I've never seen one. I've never seen a double sign.
Yep.
Can you imagine if that photo with the two of them only signed on that? That would go for some bucks. Yeah. I've never seen one. I don't know if there even is one. There might not be.
But if I had one, I'd put it on my wall at ERC and just put it there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
Because that's what this country should be about.
A guy emailed me, speaking of the wall at ERC, and I thought, this might be good for Vince. It was a giant lithograph with three pieces that went together of Wrigley Field.
Oh, cool.
But he said he was like, I go, well, what are you looking for on it? You know, and I'm thinking maybe this is I don't know the details on it. I'm thinking maybe this is a few hundred dollars. Maybe Vince would be interested for the wall. He goes, well, at least 20 grand. I was like, I don't think we're
not quite that level yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's like building a new wing.
So how big would the room need to be if he wallpapered it with the wrappers?
Let's see. Probably Trump Tower size, something like that.
Maybe one day. Another couple of years.
Oh, boy. Okay. Some other items that are in the Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins October 30th. So you can get your bids in before Halloween, and then it ends November 9th, so 9 days after Halloween, you got time in and around it to get your bids in. Here's something that's kind of interesting. A 1948 Babe Ruth wristwatch with original container and ad, $150 minimum bid on that. I don't remember ever seeing that particular container. I think I've seen the wristwatch before, but I've never seen one in the container. Do you remember that one, having that before, Bill?
No, I don't, actually. And the container may be tougher than the watch, believe it or not.
I think it wouldn't surprise me if it is. It looked like the container was actually in really nice shape, too. You got some really nice cards in there. A 1939 Playball Joe DiMaggio PSA 6 with a $400 minimum bid. That's a good grade on that card. Is that his rookie, the 39 Playball, or did he have a card before that? I know he came up
before. There's sort of two rookies, they call them. One is the 38 Gowdy Heads Up card with the big head the year before that. And then the 39 play ball, a lot of people call that his rookie. But he actually had a couple of cards from the San Francisco Seals days in the Pacific Coast League that were from 1936 and 37. So.
Ooh, I bet those go for some.
Really tough.
Yeah, I bet those go for some money. Whenever they
One
have
of them
that.
Came with Luke. But good luck ever finding it with the coupon on it.
Oh, yeah. That's like the Ripken minor league card, that one. Boy, that thing, you haven't had one of those. Do you have one of those? Did you have one of those in the last auction? It seems like I haven't seen one in a while.
You're talking about the Charlotte Orioles, the orange one.
Yeah, the orange.
Yeah, the orange one and the blue one. Yeah, no, I haven't. We had one maybe about a year ago. We've had a few over the years, but those are very tough. They were handed out, I think, by the police or the radio shows down there in Charlotte, and it was just impossible to find them.
Maybe we need to make some cards, and hand them out on State Street here.
Absolutely. Come one, come all. Yeah, we'll make you a collector instantly.
Now, that is a case where signing would probably completely destroy the value if we signed something. Oh, boy. I did have a guy that came in, though, who had a nice collection. He's going to be coming back, I think, to send some of this stuff in. But Now, I guess this was on the phone. He was telling me what he had, so I haven't seen how nice they are, but he had a bunch of 50s and 60s rookie cards and a real nice 50s and 60s collection. But then he said he had quite a few of the, like, I think he had two Herman Killebrew rookies signed. Ooh. And he had a Willie McCovey rookie signed or two, a Billy Williams rookie signed. So this will be interesting when he brings them in to see how it looks with some of those stuff. When you saw how high that 51 Bowman mantle from the Bill Weiland collection, that the autograph version of that one, how high that went. Some of those vintage Hall of Famers that are signed, the prices are really good. And the more I think about this, 25, 30 years ago, guys would be, you can't do it, it defaces the card. But I think a lot of that has changed since the rookie autograph cards started coming out in packs in the 90s, in the late 90s. And when you start seeing how much money, like a Contenders rookie Tom Brady autograph, how many thousands of dollars that goes for, and they grade the card and they grade the autographs, and it's really hot in the current day market, the really good rookies that are signed and in high grade. So then you look back, and it's like some of the guys that are collecting that go, well, wait a minute, what if I could find an Ernie Banks signed rookie card, or a Mickey Mantle or Billy Williams or whatever? And I don't know if that's what it is, but that makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you, Bill?
Oh, that's a whole phenomenon, like you said, that has just arisen in the last 10 or 15 years. Like you said, 25 years ago, it wasn't really thought of to do that.
Yeah, that, you know, occasionally, but that's part of the reason now those will go for so much, because not many guys did get the vintage card signed. More recently, the still living guys that were doing shows, I knew some guys that were taking lower grade rookies and getting them signed, and I think it's a great collection. All right, it's time for a short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, and we have a really good prize package, a 2017 Topps Stadium Club baseball box, along with a 2017 Panini Certified football box. So if you give us a call with a question on a value of an item, you get in the drawing, and Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. You can call us if you have a question about the value of a collectible. The number is 312-332-3776. If you call, you get in a drawing for our prize package this week, which is a 2017 Stadium Club baseball box and a 2017 Panini Certified football box. I've been selling a ton of the certified football. They have really nice patch autograph cards, and the quarterbacks and running backs are looking so good in the rookie class this year. A beautiful Trubisky auto patch came out a couple days ago. That's a good product.
Yeah, the rookie running backs, I haven't seen this much fanfare in so long.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, Joe Mixon, Dalvin Cook, Kareem Hunt, Tariq Cohen.
You look
from
at
the
Tariq
Bears.
Cohen, I mean, what was he, a fourth or fifth rounder or whatever? And his speed, and, you know, he's smaller, but that's not necessarily bad. I don't know why people make such a big deal about that. To me, that can be an advantage. If you have strong legs and you're physically strong, you can disappear in the line, and it's like, where'd he go? Like Barry Sanders used to be. I think it can be to his advantage as long as he's strong enough. And
it looks like he was playing a different game.
Oh, the speed.
It was a different level.
The way he
game.
Gets around the corner, and then he spins, and he'd be hard to tackle in the open field. Can you imagine if he's coming at you full speed? You got to try to, let's see, which way is he going? I think he's got to, he's going to help the Bears a lot. Him and Jordan Howard, that should be a really good. I got to kind of ease off the gas a little bit, because I'm starting to think, man, this defense looks like it could be pretty good. They got a running game. Their wide receivers have been questionable, but they have good tight ends. I'm thinking they might actually, I want to see this game, the game tomorrow, and see how they look. But I'm starting to think they might. This might be John Fox. Usually, second year his teams get better. Last year they were horrible with the injuries and just everything. Maybe this is the year they come around
you're
with like
very funny.
10
the excitement
wins.
That you're showing as you're talking about the Bears, like you really think they have a shot this year. You know what that's like. Us lifetime Cub fans.
Yeah, right.
Every year we feel the same thing.
Yeah,
just
well, finally,
excited.
See, last year it did.
That's right. Now
it
we're
did.
Champs.
I kind of. So that's why I'm trying to tell myself, okay, you know, you don't know if these defensive backs and the cornerbacks and safeties are going to be that good. They look better. They look like they finally got a decent group. Their front seven looks really good to me, like they could be really good. Leonard Floyd, the speed on the pass rushing, I mean, God.
Eddie Jackson.
It's just Eddie Jackson looks like really
looks
good.
Great.
So, as long as they're healthy, though, that football, you just never know. In the last couple years, they've had so many injuries.
Yep.
And then, I've got to ease off tomorrow. They lose 40-0. I'll be like, okay. But you don't, there's no reason to play for it, like hope for a while. They lose and then they get a draft pick. They got their quarterback. They don't need a high draft pick. They need to start winning games this year.
Yep.
So, and it looks like they could. I'm telling you, okay, I got to back off. All right.
I don't want to wish Glennon to have another pick six tonight, but. If he plays, I want him to throw a pick six, and I want Trubisky to look good. Trubisky will start.
I want Glennon to play. Well, I look at Glennon like a taller Kyle Orton, and I think he's a good backup, and I want him to have enough confidence that if he has to play, that he can be good. But, I mean, Trubisky's the guy. I want to see Trubisky come out in the third quarter and just look great.
Yep.
But who knows? We shall see. Okay, I got to take my medicine and calm down.
That's how I felt when Steve Ontiveros came over to Chicago from San Francisco Giants, and I don't know, it was 81 or 82, whatever it was. That's how excited it was.
Steve Ontiveros. Oh, my God. That's when I couldn't. I was like, into the William Sano Banks years, and Sano was so good. And Steve Ontiveros got there. I was like, oh, my God. And Pete LeCocq at first. I was like, oh, you can't watch this. You were excited. Chris, you were young then.
Yeah,
you
probably, it was my childhood more
this
so.
This Steve Ontiveros, he's going to be really good, isn't he, Dad? Oh, yeah, Vince. Oh,
yeah. Switch hitter. You know.
Yeah. Right. With no pop from either side.
Didn't
he used to have like a big chaw of tobacco? And I don't know if he had his tobacco in his back pocket or.
He hit near 300 with San Francisco, I think, the year before. The batting average came over.
I bet the new statistics wouldn't stack up well for Steve Ontiveros on that 300 average that he had that year.
You're seeing the mind of a Cub fan through the years,
youngster
right?
too. Yeah, yes. Where every guy is going to be the best ever.
Yep.
That's why I got to ease off, and I'm going to ease off. And here's a way to do it. Which ended higher? Starring Vince Clementi. So in Which Ended Higher every week, we have three items that ended in a recent Huggins and Scott auction. I read off the items, and Vince has to try to tell us which one of the three ended higher without knowing, just from his knowledge of the collectibles market.
And I'm on a roll.
Sometimes it's
roll.
Tough. Last week was an easier week. You got that one with no problem. This one, I'm telling you, is going to be much tougher, Vince. I don't want to freak you out, but this is when I'm doing it, I'm thinking, boy, this is a tough one. Okay, the first item is actually a lot of two PSA 9 Ricky Henderson Topps rookie cards. So each one was graded PSA 9.
Okay.
Second item, Willie Mays PSA 8. 1966 Topps card number one. I think eights are in the top 10% of the cards that the 66s that were graded. Okay. So that's a good grade. And the third item, a 1948 Cleveland Indians oversized. By oversized, for a press pin, we mean 2 inches by 2.5 inches, which for a press pin, that's pretty big. And issued by Bill Veeck to dignitaries in 1948. So, of those three, Vince, which ended higher?
I'm going to use my phone a friend. Bill? No, I'm kidding.
Don't ask Eric. Okay, Eric, you get the next guess on this
one. Well, I'm going to go with the 1948 press pin.
1948 press pin. Yes, and sir. Eric, of those three, which do you think?
I'm going with Ricky Henderson because two is better than one.
Okay, this is for both Eric and Vince. You guys picked the two of the three that weren't the highest. The highest was the Willie Mays PSA 8. I got you both with one swoop. Not that I was trying to. I mean, I wasn't. That was a tougher one, though, didn't you think?
Well, the 48 press pin, I know that's pretty valuable. But
yeah, it's neat. You know. Now, here's the prices. The 48 press pin went for $450, which is a good price for a press pin. The lot of two PSA 9 Ricky Henderson rookies, $725 for the two of them. The Willie Mays PSA 8 1966 Topps card, number one, $825. And being in the top 10%, you know, I tried to give you a little bit of a hint
there. But I thought that that was your way of getting me off of picking.
Ooh, I'm in your head, aren't I? I'm in your head. There's no doubt about it.
You know, he says he doesn't do that, but I walk in here today. He's like, oh, you know, I was just thinking about the Price is Right thing. And
it's a tough one.
I'd like to see you do well today.
Like I said before the show, I said, I think I was a little too easy on you last week. We can't lob an underhanded 16-inch softball. We got to throw the Nuxie in there once in a while. Phil from Mokena is on the line. What's up, Phil? What do you have?
I got a 1991 Chicago Bulls championship basketball.
Full team side?
Yes.
And does it have Phil Jackson?
No.
Okay, you're probably still around a grand, maybe a little higher, and depending on how it looks. And that's always going to be a biggie, the 1991 Bulls championship team sign. That was another one when the Bulls finally won a championship. It's like, oh, my gosh. And then they win six.
Yeah,
is this really happening? That seemed to turn things around quite a bit. I mean, the Bears won the Super Bowl in 86, but Chicago had so many years of so much losing. And when the Bulls just kept winning, that seemed to really... Now it doesn't seem so unusual when a Chicago team wins it anymore. Superman Todd is on the line. What do you have there, Superman?
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Okay. What's
morning,
up?
Guys. How are you?
Good.
I got this piece from a guy that I know that was a Falcons season ticket holder from 88 to 93. I've got a 91 Falcons team signed football with you-know-who on there.
Yeah, what do you think, Bill Huggins, of the 1991 Falcons team signed?
Well, gosh, I mean, they didn't win it, but they were certainly a monumental team. Gosh, you could be talking between, 800 and 2,000.
Okay, even with Favre on it?
Well, I mean, that's certainly the kicker there. Is his signature prominently clear and everything?
Yeah. It's not very big, but it's clear.
Yeah. I don't know that I've seen too many of those to be able to say the average of the last six sold for this, because there just aren't that many of those out there. It would be an interesting item to put up and see what the world is willing to pay for something like that.
I'm surprised they let him sign it. They didn't seem like they were big fans of Harvest. They were definitely in a hurry to unload him.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank
you.
Was Glanville the coach there?
At that time? Well, I don't know if he was at that time. He might have been. I don't know. They had a couple nondescript coaches besides him. I'm not big on Atlanta Falcons history, actually. Tommy Nobis, I remember him as a linebacker. You know,
never heard of him.
From then, then they got rid of Favre, and who knows what happened until they blew the Super Bowl last
year. Glanville was their head
coach. He was a pretty exciting head coach, I guess. He was
a personality.
Interesting character.
That's something to say.
Yeah, I don't know how good of a coach he was, but he was a character. Carlos from Blue Island is on the line. What do you have, Carlos?
Hey, how's it going? I just pulled a 2015 Immaculate Tom Brady autograph with two-color patch on it, numbered to 10.
Ooh.
I was just wondering what kind of price you guys think I should put on that, and should I get it graded?
Well, if it's it's gradable if it looks like you have a shot for at least a 9 or, you know, with a chance for a 9.5 or a 10. It's already a low-numbered autographed patch. So if it's not perfect, I wouldn't grade it. But that's going to be big money. I mean, that type of stuff, yes. Bill Huggins has been running that in Huggins and Scott, some of that, the big-time, more modern-day stuff, and it's been doing really well. But, boy, that's one of those things you to me, I don't know, you don't want to really put a limit on it. You could look up comparables and see what they've ended at, but I think that should be well over a grand right now. The Brady stuff, going back, his rookie year stuff is just crazy hot, and I would think a card like that with a nice patch and really good condition and a nice signature, that's gonna do well. It'd be fun to see what that does, actually. I mean, you don't see them out there. When you pull Brady stuff out of a pack and, you know, in the current products, it's such a big deal now. Man, what a career he's had.
And he's worked his way to being in the argument of being the best overall quarterback of all time.
He really has, because he's been so clutch.
Yep.
Now, right now, I would say the Patriots could probably withstand losing him easier than the Packers could withstand losing Rodgers, just because at least the Patriots have Garoppolo. It looks like he'd be a good backup. Who even is the Packers backup right now? I don't even know who it is. Can't be very good.
Hundley or Hanley or something like that. I don't know.
Randy Hundley.
No. I'll find his name at the break.
Brett Hundley, maybe. I don't know if he's still there or not. I don't know. Well, anyway, it's time for another short break. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. You can call us with questions about the value of a collectible. And we've got a prize package, a 2017 Stadium Club baseball box and a 2017 Panini certified football box. Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show, and the winner has to contact Vince via email by Thursday. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm just tweeting here. I'm tweeting a response to an item that a picture of an item that got tweeted to me. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. You can call with a question about the value of a collectible. The number is 312-332-3776. We have a 2017 Stadium Club baseball box and a 2017 Panini certified football box to give away in our prize package today. Vince will pick the winner at the end of the show. The winner has to email Vince at ERC Delivery by Thursday in order to qualify for getting the prize, and they will set up a free delivery to your door from ERC Delivery when you email Vince, if you're picked by Vince at the end. The item I'm talking about, Derek sent a picture of a original stadium seat from Arrowhead Stadium before the remodel, a Chiefs seat, and I tweeted to his attention, you would never know you're a Chiefs fan. Derek comes into T-Crown and he collects Chiefs and Royals, so there is somebody who does that. It's Derek. So, Bill, what do you think? Arrowhead Stadium seat, Kansas City Chiefs, couple $100 maybe?
Yeah, I mean, they'll get 250 most of the stadium seats as long as they've got provenance. The ones that bring even more are some of the old seats that if you got like an end seat where they would do a little generic baseball scene or cross bats or a bats and balls, something like that where it's actually on the seat. But most of those were the end seats where you had an aisle seat or something like that so that they could put this calligraphy or whatever on there. But those actually can bring some really good money, a couple $1,000s.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, that's good. And it's always nice when the seat can actually stand up, too, and you can actually sit in it rather than just, you know, lean it against the wall or something. Yep. That kind of hurts.
You had a nice setup of seats, Comiskey Park seats.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah, those were nice, solid. They were there for quite a long time, over 10 years, I think. Jason from Schererville, Indiana, is on the line. What do you have there, Jason?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was given a shoebox of cards years and years ago, and in it was a Joe Montana rookie card. Very crisp edges, near mint, never been graded.
How's the centering on it?
I'm sorry?
How's the centering on it? A lot of those are kind of off-center.
It looks pretty solid, honestly. It looks, you know, fair all the way around. It didn't look very off-center. I immediately put it in one of those screw-down, like, plastic cases when I was younger. I mean, I've been sitting on it for probably, I don't know, 20 years or something like
that.
Well,
let's say it's perfect. And Huggins and Scott recently ran a PSA 9 Montana rookie that went for $926. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get a 10, I don't... Bill Huggins, what do you think a 10 Joe Montana rookie would go for? There can't be many of them.
Right.
Oh, that you're probably looking at 10 grand or more.
Yeah, that would be something. So get out your 10-time magnifier, Jason, and really look it over, corners, edges, surface, and centering front and back. It's got to be really look good. If it does, you know, then it's worth getting it graded and see how you do. If you get a 7, it's not... Might not even go for $100. So
and a PSA 8 went for $150 on eBay.
Yeah.
So big jump as you get it.
Yeah, it really makes a big difference. That's the thing with grading.
Right. Okay. Well, how do I go about that? That's something I've always wondered. I just go to a collectibles place and they can grade it for me.
Well, or? You'd have to contact for a card like that. You'd probably want to use either PSA or BGS from Beckett. Maybe okay. SGC and just you would see when they're going to be in your area or else send it in to them and just make sure you insure it for the best grade that you think you can get. And the company
close to your store, he could bring it into T-Crown and you could tell him whether it's worth sending.
Yeah, that's true. If you brought it into T-Crown, if I thought this had a chance for a 10, then I'd say, well, let's send it to Bill Huggins. They'll get it graded for you and then they'll auction it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, because I heard that years ago, one went auction, it was a near 10. It was like, I don't know, someone paid something crazy, like $60,000 for it.
Oh, yeah, that's like that. The Huggins and Scott had a Robin Yount rookie that they sent out for the last auction. It got a 10. I think, what was that, the fifth one, Bill? And that went for like 26 grand.
Wow.
So
when
the 10s are tough, they're definitely good to get, but they are so tough. A lot of times you can look it over front and back. You think, oh, this one's going to do it. And get like 7.5. It's like, what did I miss? You know? And
then, right. Yeah.
So it's tough. But if you get the good grade, it's well worth it without a doubt. And have you ever gotten like a sent anything out where you got like a really like a perfect grade on something? But you don't send that much out.
No, I don't
grading.
Really. I enjoy just the opening up of the product. I like it. I enjoy the journey more so than investing in, you know. But
right when Beckett, they probably had been grading for, I don't know, maybe a couple years where I had two Kevin Garnett Upper Deck rookies. And I think I had them in the case for $6 or $8 or something. I thought, boy, this one looks awfully nice. And this grading thing, maybe I'll try it out. I'll send them both in there. They both look good. Maybe they see the one and this looks perfect. And the other one looks pretty good, too. So see what I get. And what did I get? I think one of them got an 8.5 and the other one got a 9.5, I think.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I checked the population report and it was either 1 or 2. So I call up Beck and I go, do you guys update this population report very often? They go, oh yeah, we do immediately. Why? And I said, well, cause I got my 9.5 or whatever. I think it was a 9.5 and not a 10. And I go, there's only like 2 or whatever on there. He goes, oh, no. I go, there's only 1 on there. And they go, well, yeah, that's because you're the only one.
Wow.
So I put that on eBay. That was when eBay had just started taking off. And I think it went for over $400 or something. I was like, wow, that really makes a difference when you get a high grade on one of these things.
Absolutely.
And it just had been sitting there in the case. Now, right now, that same thing in a 9.5, I doubt it goes that high because – I'm sure there's been more of them, but that's another thing. Are you the first one or are there only a few that have it? If a bunch have the higher grades and it's easy to get, then it's not as big a deal.
I had an unopened box of 75 tops, unopened.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Really?
I opened it.
When?
In 1975.
Well, so what?
74, you had an 73, unopened... 72, every year for my birthday. An open box of cards from my parents.
Wow.
Because I love baseball so much.
Well, were you the same way at the time it was ripped open in like 20 seconds?
I had so much fun. Yes. No, I took a little more time. I separated them into teams initially, you know, and I enjoyed it so much.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. I remember when we were kids getting the... you know, we'd be able to, they were a nickel a pack, and we'd be able to, okay, here's a quarter. And we'd be like, all right, a quarter.
Right.
I haven't had a quarter in years. And get five packs, and you'd be like, oh, this is awesome.
Smash the gum into your mouth, start chewing.
Right.
And, you know.
Can I get five packs and five pieces in my mouth at the same time? But, yeah, that was awesome.
Yep.
They're a little more expensive now, the carts.
A
but
bit.
Yeah, there's still some neat stuff, but it's definitely not like it used to be. Dan from Darien's on the line. What do you have, Dan?
Hey, I went to a Cub game years back, right after Greg Maddux won his 300th win, and I actually won a replica glove. It's got the 300 wins going down the side. I got the ticket stub. I got the scratch-off card that I won on and everything that came with it. Like
that, so that was a giveaway full-size glove replica from Wrigley Field.
Correct. And then I was also wondering if I got it autographed by him with the HOF, like how much more that would add on to it.
Well, Bill Huggins, what do you think if he just sent it in the way it is or if he got it autographed by Greg Maddux?
Oh, I would think an item like that autographed would enhance the value. Is there only one of these, or were there more than one of these made?
No, there were one. I don't know exactly how many they passed out, but they were passing out cards at the game before you walked in, and you scratch it off, and I got lucky enough, and I won.
So there's only one of these gloves that they did?
No, there's probably, I'm guessing, probably maybe 500 of them out there. I don't know exactly, but it was a scratch off. It was like a lottery, you know.
What year was it?
When did Maddux? What was it? 2004 or 2005?
Okay.
I think. Whenever he won the 300th win, they came home and they. I think it was against the Braves. I can't remember exactly, but. Huh.
I haven't seen one of those. That'd be interesting. Vince, did you see any on eBay, the Maddux glove? I've never seen one.
It's not coming up yet.
I would think if none of those have been around in any auctions that we could find, Bill, don't you think that would be a good one to auction by itself right now? Just cause,
oh, absolutely. But, and yes, if you could find a way to get Greg to
sign that
thing, that would double whatever the value is easily.
Yeah, that would be nice if he'd sign it. And if there's some way you can find out from the Cubs, maybe, or we could help you, how many they actually produced from that. They might be able to, you know, give us the information on how many they were. That would make a big difference, too.
Cool.
That's
yeah,
neat,
I'll
though.
Bring it by the shop. I'll show it to you.
Yeah, very good. I'll take some pictures and tweet it, if nothing else, and then we can do some research.
Cool. Yeah, I'm curious. All right, guys.
Okay, thanks Dan. Here's a Dennis Klitsch. The Klitcher 99 on Twitter asked the question, what percentage of Beckett book value would you say vintage cards in good condition should go for? That, you know, Beckett is getting so much out of use now where people look more for sold items at places like Huggins and Scott and eBay and thing where Beckett isn't like it used to be as far as, but some, I use for vintage cards in lower shape, for instance. And let's say I have an Ernie Banks 1965 card that I get as part of a collection at Triple Crown, and the Banks has its soft corners and some creases in it. I might do 10% of book because there's really not going to be many of those online in that low grade. So I'll do percentages of book on the lower grades. The higher grades, you really need to get them graded and then look at sold items on at Huggins and Scott or sold items on eBay and see what they're going for in that grade. And that gives you a better
idea. For your buck. Taking it to sending it to Huggins and Scott auction versus on eBay. You have 30,000 bidders, Bill.
Yes, we're approaching that. We may have even passed that. I've been telling everybody 29 for a while, and Josh says we get three or four more literally every single day who sign up. So
wow, that's nice. The more that sign up, the better. And some of those, you know, they might find something in that when they're looking through Huggins and Scott for things to bid on. They're like, wait a minute, that just went for $2,000. I got one of those in the basement.
Yep,
you know, you never know what might come of that. So growth builds on growth and something like that. That's for sure. Now, here's some other items that are in the upcoming Huggins and Scott fall auction. Bidding doesn't begin till October 30th, so you can still get items in for this. Oh, here it's not all sports either. There's some cool already. There's some cool. I'm doing the old hand signs
and everything.
Okay, there's some cool non-sports stuff in here already. John Glenn signed full-size flight suit, $300 minimum bid. I thought that was cool. I always wanted to be an astronaut. I didn't realize it until I was too old to be one. But thinking back, I always wanted to be an astronaut. Thomas Edison, I always wanted to be an inventor. Thomas Edison signed framed photo display, $500 minimum bid. He's got a cool signature. You can go to HugginsandScott.com and look up in the different categories and look at things, but you got to see this, the John Glenn's flight suit and the Thomas Edison signed framed photo display. Just the signature looks real cool. And then there's some more oddball stuff. Like, that's not oddball. I mean,
we're not in the oddball category.
No, that's
already.
Cool
okay.
stuff. Right. This is more of an oddball kind of cool thing. Circa 1930s Douglas Fairbanks ad display for Raleigh cigarettes. So I mean, now I would call that oddball. Sure. $100 minimum bid. Who knows where that'll go. Bill, that sounds like one of those things that you're like, you know, I haven't seen one. Let's start it at 100 and see what happens.
Oh, gosh. And we've had those things end at 5 to 10,000 on some.
Yeah, really never know on an item like that because it's an oddball item.
You know, I feel like I'm in Atlanta. You're talking and you got your hands going. It's like you're doing the tomahawk chop. It's like in Atlanta, you know.
It's a good thing there's room next to me because I'd be waving my arms, slapping people in the face left and right. Oh, it's already time. It's the end of another show and time to do the drawing, Vince.
This week's winner is Brandon from Naperville. So, Brandon, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. Send me your address. I'll deliver free delivery right to your door.
You know, Brandon, if you're out there listening, he can probably just, sure. I've got the prize at Triple Crown, so he could stop by Triple Crown to pick it up, too. Yep. It'd be easier for everybody.
Absolutely.
He does live in Naperville. Oh, cool. He was in yesterday with that was the guy with the $100 bill or the $1 bill signed
Michael
by
Jordan.
George.
85.
I was thinking hundreds for the value. So don't forget, you can check out HugginsandScott.com. Winner has to contact Vince at ERC Delivery by Thursday, or if you're going to pick it up at Triple Crown, contact me. And I'm Tom Morgan at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. So check me out if you have something cool. We'll tweet a picture and talk about it on the show. Have a great week.